T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Chris and Amy show, 104.1 FM KMOX, and at 10 o'clock on Fridays, we talk to our guy, Scott Jagow from the KMOX newsroom, with Three Good Things, Roaming St. Louis, and Chat with Stumac. But today, it's not, doesn't look like Scott Jagow.
Jagow's gone, man. He's off betting on horses. And it's the Breeders' Cup, you know.
He's probably losing big, Breeders. Too, isn't he?
Scott's got a real horse problem, I'll tell you that.
He does have a problem. I'm not into horses. I'm into bowling. I love bowling. Man, have you ever been bowling?
I've been bowling.
It's pretty cool.
Do you have your own ball?
Yeah.
Well, I had a couple of balls, and they got stolen.
Oh, my gosh! The second time we've talked about jewels getting stolen.
That's right. It's twice today.
Man.
Your balls got stolen.
This aggression will not stand. Man,
Scott,
deal with it.
Scott has assumed the personality of the Big Lebowski,
of the dude. Know. Yeah,
he is dressed as the dude. He's got a white Russian too. He is drinking a white Russian right now.
Sunglasses.
I'm not Lebowski. I'm the dude.
You're the dude,
or his dudeness, or El Duder, or El Duderino. If you're not into brevity,
yeah,
I'm the dude.
The dude has fantastic hair.
The dude abides. Yeah. The dude abides.
Yeah. I will say this.
I like your wig.
I think there's a lot of ins,
there's a lot of outs, there's a lot of what have yous. There's a lot of stuff going on in the duder's head.
How's that rug?
They peed on it, man.
Yeah, I know, I heard.
They peed on it.
Yeah, I'm sorry about
that. It really tied the room together.
It really did.
It really did.
Yeah. I'm sorry that happened to you.
Well, I mean, everything happens for a reason. I don't know why guys peed on my rug, but... You know, we got to move on, man.
What percentage of our audience has no idea what's going on right now?
80? Oh, zero. They all know what's happening.
Everybody knows the dude.
I don't think the guy that texted in about Ron's not knowing when days start and end is understanding what's happening right now.
Oh, he definitely
has no idea. Yeah, that Ron.
Because I said this. How do you feel about the idea that it's Friday right now, right? Mm-hmm. Whatever time you go to bed tonight, if it's 2 a.m., 3 a.m., it's still Friday until you go to bed.
I don't know, man. I had a rough night, and I hate the Eagles. I hate the Eagles.
Oh, no.
I can't listen to them anymore. I can't stand them.
Oh, I thought you meant the football team because...
Oh, so did I.
You do look an awful lot like Scott Jagow from the KMOX newsroom.
He is not here, man. I'm telling you, he's off betting the horses. Today's the Breeders' Cup.
Well, he was supposed to tell
in
us about...
California.
He's supposed to tell us about
Roaming
St. Louis.
Oh, I got notes here.
Okay.
I got notes.
You got all the notes?
I do.
Tell us about the place in Soulard that he went to.
Yeah, man, it's cool. I've been there, too. It's called Cafe Miami. Mm. Very Cuban influence.
Love it.
Very good.
On 12th. Really great place.
Breakfast, lunch place. And they are big fishermen. Fisher people, the family there.
They
anglers?
They're anglers. They got pictures on the wall. you know, they go down to Florida and fish. They go up to Lake Superior and fish too, man. It's real. Have you ever been up to Lake Superior?
I have not.
Oh my gosh.
I've been to Lake Michigan.
It's so nice up there. The water is so blue and so deep.
You can see why they
just
named
like
it
me,
that.
I'm deep.
Yeah.
The dude is deep. So.
Like Lake Superior.
I'm like Lake Superior.
You're
man.
Kind of
I'm superior.
I don't know. Michigan's pretty cool.
I feel superior right now.
You ever seen Lake Michigan? It's pretty cool.
I've seen all the lakes, all the Great Lakes.
Ontario?
I've been on a boat.
What?
On all five Great Lakes.
Have you ever been in a little boat next to a
big
boat?
Well, actually, Jay Gow's the one that did that.
No, Jay Gow did
I've
that?
I've never been on a boat.
You haven't been on a boat.
I'm
sorry, man. It's so confusing. You know,
I'm just
looking at my notes here. Cafe Miami. Talk a little about that. And then last week, did you hear his three good things last week?
I can't remember.
Pretty, I was not
it was
awake.
Pretty, it was pretty cool, man. He's,
wait, which
it was about time.
No, and I didn't. I didn't hear last week's three good things. And I'm always doing appointment radio.
Missed it.
You missed
the appointment, man. I don't understand it. Anyway,
disappointing.
It opened with, do you know what the most common noun is in English language?
Noun.
Oh.
Do you know?
Is it?
I already told you. It's time. Time, oh. man. Time oh. is the most commonly used word. Just think about all
is
the sayings
really?
We have for,
how
yeah,
is that true?
For time. It's true.
Is man second?
For me, it is.
Yeah.
I like to say man.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
I'm the dude.
Yeah, you're the dude.
So I say, like, it's time, man.
Interesting.
Or something
wow,
like
I didn't
that.
Know that.
I like to do that. But time, it's very fascinating. We just constructed it. This weekend, we fall back. I don't know where we fall into. I mean, I fall into, like, some sort of void, some sort of space.
I'm starting to think that it really isn't just milk in that glass.
Well,
I think he's
no,
got...
No, that's a white... He's drinking a white Russian.
How many don't, white Russians it, have you had?
I've had a couple.
Yeah.
I've had a couple, but I could use a little bit more...
Kahlua. You need Kahlua.
I need more Kahlua and yeah. vodka in this thing.
Hey, we've got a 314 that's saying everybody needs to take an edible and chill.
Hey, man. I don't do edibles, but I do...
It does seem like you got into the bottle a little.
Like maybe you were
man,
prepping
I,
too
I'm,
early.
I'm just a piece... I'm not a nihilist, I'll tell you that. Those nihilists peed on my rug, and mm-hmm. I don't appreciate
gosh.
It.
It's bad.
Nihilists,
that is the one
man,
thing about nihilists.
They don't
nihilists.
Believe in anything.
Right.
I mean, you got to believe in something. I believe in bowling. That's what I believe
You believe in bowling.
Yeah.
So do I.
Jim Gaffigan said there's two kinds of bowlers. Professional bowlers and people who say, wouldn't it be hilarious if we went bowling?
Man, it's like... Look, it's like Lennon said, you look for the person who will benefit, and I don't know the rest of it, but you, know, you look for the person who will benefit, man. I mean, that's what you do.
So you went to Cafe Miami. Yeah,
I did.
You've been there a lot.
A fair amount.
Yeah. It's a good spot.
Yeah. The breakfast sandwiches, you can't beat them.
The, I've had the, is it, oh gosh, there's a chopped steak maybe? Chopped
yep.
something. I forgot what
They've
it's called. Really good. Egg.
Chopped, double chopped cheese.
That's it.
From New York.
That's it. Mm.
That's
really
the one.
Good.
That's the one, man. I smoked that thing.
A really solid yeah. place.
Literally just, you know, smoke
yeah.
it.
I gotcha.
Just.
You smoked a sandwich?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I smoked lots of things that look like sandwiches, man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That. Yeah. He's talking about dubs.
Dubs look like
dubs.
Sandwiches?
God, but they're like smaller sandwiches.
At least I'm housebroken, man.
You are.
You know, I'm housebroken.
You haven't peed on the rug?
I didn't pee on the rug. Somebody else peed on my rug. And we've got to figure out who that is. I think
so,
it's,
who, wait, but who spoke with Stumac today? You or
oh,
Scott?
We got,
this weekend.
Jay Gow did that.
Okay.
It's a good subject. Oh, it's a good subject, man. I like this one. It's about Mondegreens. Come on. Somebody knows what a mondegreen is.
Mondegreen.
Somebody, I'm sure, does. You guys
the
do.
The dude does. The dude knows.
You eat it?
A mondegreen? No, that wouldn't be something to eat. Mondegreen is a misheard lyric.
Oh, yeah.
You know? Like,
okay.
Oh, yeah.
Like, blinded by the light. Everybody thinks it's wrapped up, like, you know.
Yeah.
And it's actually not. And then there's
wait, what,
there's
hold
some
on,
funny
what is it?
Ones.
Hold on a second.
Oh, you got to know that. One.
I don't know that one.
He knows that one.
Wrapped I don't.
Up like a revved up like a deuce is the, but it sounds like he says wrapped up like a douche. That's what it sounds like.
The only words I know to that song are blinded by the light. That's all I know.
I have a friend who's never listened to the show.
Yeah.
And he's in town.
Well, good for him, man.
The only 10 minutes, he goes, wow, I'm listening to your show.
I got
to
take it. I'm taking a sip.
He thinks this is the show.
Yeah.
This is the show, man. This is the show today. This is the show right now. So, you know, that's the Beast of Burden song, you know, by the Stones.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The lyric is, what is it? Never be, what is it? How's it go?
I don't know. You're the one that has the thing.
I had a friend who
died. People think it's like, don't leave my pizza burning.
Nobody thinks it's don't leave my pizza burning.
Listen to it. I'm telling you, it sounds like don't leave my pizza burning. There's several others that we talk about. Debbie Monterey joined us too. She said her friend thinks Walk This Way is horse display. So she's been singing it like horse. Listen, man, I'm just.
Her friend's full of it.
I hate the Eagles.
Yeah.
But just listen to these other songs. Okay.
Well,
you know,
I will say this.
It's a good topic.
It is a great topic, and I will say my favorite misheard lyric is I guess I could out him, Ryan Fagan from he used to write for the Sporting News.
Yeah. I think you've mentioned this one before.
Yeah, I have. And Billy Joel's song Piano Man. There's a line where it's like making love to his tonic and gin, and he, forever. And I think until his 30s, he thought it was making love to his tiny friend Jim.
Oh. No.
That's not the lyric.
That's not the lyric. Well, Tiny Dancer, a lot of people think it's Hold Me Closer, Tony Danza.
Nobody thinks that. It's a joke.
I'm just saying, why did they bring it up? How did they come up with that? I don't know.
Nobody actually thinks that.
I was listening to it, and I heard something like that.
Did you?
What was the other one? There's more. I can't think of them all of a sudden. I just did this interview. Oh, I mean, J-Gal did the interview.
J-Gal.
I just sat there and watched it.
Well, do you know if J-Gal has three good things? Or is this it?
He always has three good things, man. Okay. Always. You know,
has he got it ready to go, or is he still working on it? Okay, still working on it?
Yeah. Well, I talked about last week's his time thing. That was pretty cool. If you want to check that out. You know?
And so you talk about Mondegreens with Stu, or he does.
Mondegreens, yeah, man. I didn't know that word. That's pretty cool. Now I learned it, and I'm going to use it a lot more often.
I've never heard it. I mean, I know exactly what the premise is.
Yeah.
Yep.
Like kicking your can all over the place in that Queen song is like some people think it's kicking your cat all over the place.
What song is that?
You know,
We Will Rock You.
Yeah, We Will Rock You.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Kicking your can.
You know, it's
all
the 50th anniversary of that song.
That's it. It's the 50th anniversary of that.
Mm-hmm.
Those
songs.
This text.
I hate the Eagles, but I do like Queen.
Yes. Yeah. Barry is watching us on YouTube and says, I believe Kansas had a song called Destined to Win. Do you know?
What?
Dust in the Wind. Oh.
I was like, what? Oh, yes.
Dust in
That's
the
right.
Wind.
Well, and another texter brings up CCR's
Bad Moon Rising.
Bad Moon Rising, where it's, there's a bathroom on the right.
Yeah, man. I know that one.
No one thinks that.
It does sound
Those
like that.
It's a joke.
That one's
once
real.
Once you hear it, I'm serious. My ears can't unhear it.
Yeah.
So,
a lot of our listeners will never be able to unhear this.
I don't know what to say about that.
No.
Remedy by the Black Crowes, man. I always thought it was lemonade. Can I have some lemonade? And I really did want lemonade after that.
What are the real lyrics?
Can I have a remedy? Some remedy. And there's these background singers, sounds just now from now on, you're going to hear it, and you're going to be like, dude, that sounds exactly like Lemonade.
The most famous, which I think Jimi Hendrix himself leaned into, was Purple Haze, where it was, excuse me while I kiss this guy, kiss the sky. People did think that, because I think Jimi Hendrix would even lean into it sometimes.
I don't know.
I kiss this guy.
We built this city. Remember that Starship song? Some people have misinterpreted the Mondegreen as we built this city on sausage rolls.
No one thinks that. That's not real.
It's real.
That's a fake one.
It's totally real, man. I just know what comes into my ears.
It's
real to me, and that's all that matters. I'm the dude.
This is a real one.
Or El Deuterino if you're not into brevity.
This is a real one. Brown Eyed Girl, the first line. I 100% thought it was, hey there, Rodrigo. days when the rains came, and I didn't know why Rodrigo never came back up in the song. They never mentioned him again.
I think I heard that way too, man. I think the other one is there's a blank, I think it's Blank Space by Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
It sounds like she says Starbucks lovers. I swear that's what she says.
Yeah.
But it's like
star-crossed lovers, maybe.
It's something
similar.
It's
probably
to that.
What it is.
But I heard the first time, I was like, and then when I heard it again, I'm like, she's saying Starbucks. Like he's about
she's
people
not
meeting
saying
in Starbucks.
Starbucks. Now, how about this one? It is the song by Oasis. So Sally Can Wait.
Oh, yeah.
Walking by. Don't Look Back in Anger.
Yeah,
that's
Don't
it.
Look Back in Anger.
So the misheard lyric is actually by Liam Gallagher.
Mm-hmm.
Because he heard Noel singing it. This is the story.
Mm-hmm.
And Noel was saying, So Sorry Can Wait. Oh. He knows it's too late. He's walking on by. And Liam thought he was saying Sally.
Mm.
So that's what they made it. That's just the song now. It's So Sally Can Wait, even though that wasn't really the lyric.
That's funny.
So anyway.
There's probably other ones like that out there.
So, dude, we appreciate you.
We appreciate you.
Thanks for having me in. I don't know, J-Gal's being a little bit lazy, although I swear he's betting on those horses, man. I can tell you
he
that
is.
Right now.
He's probably losing big.
Probably.
You better go get him. Go get him.
She'd go bowling. Just,
yeah, and just tell chill. Him that the Bills, not that good.
Okay.
Let him know.
This
agrees.
Aggression yeah. will not stand, man. I will not stand for that. I'll fight you on that, man. Even though I like peace, I will fight you on that about the Bills.
As we say goodbye, a text message says, well, good thing about this segment, can't go anywhere but up.
Great, man. I
Scott
appreciate
Jagow.
It.
Three good things roaming St.
Cheers.
Louis. Chad with Stumac, Sunday morning on KMOX. You look great. So if you're watching on YouTube, Facebook, or Twitter, you can see Scott Jagow is the dude with his white Russian. It's Chris and Amy on 104.1 FM KMOX.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Well, there's nothing scarier than your streaming service cutting a channel or show that you've gotten pretty used to watching. And this one directly affects moi. I have YouTube TV.
Me
and
too.
And Disney has pulled ABC and ESPN channels from YouTube after the companies failed to reach a new contractual agreement. And this is a pretty big deal for the ABC, ESPN channels to no longer be on YouTube. And my question is, when are they going? Is this a bit of a fake out that they're going to negotiate this thing and figure it out over the weekend before Monday Night Football and the next week starts? Because I'm not sure. Consumers don't have a choice but to subscribe to these various streaming services, but I'm also not sure how much longer this type of continued balkanization of your entertainment and then still pulling the channels will last.
But
because it's getting old.
It's getting very, very old. That I'm telling you, it feels like every 2 months.
Yeah.
And I like YouTube TV, the interface. I like using it. I like the way it works, how you're able to save shows, the manner you can save shows on pretty much any platform. But I just like what YouTube TV offers and the way they do it. Every 2 months, I swear, I get an email from them saying, oh, we're in danger of losing NBC yeah. Universal and all of its channels. Oh, we're in danger of losing Disney and all of their... Guys, look, I need you to knock it off. I don't care who's responsible for it anymore. Most of the time, I do think it is the networks. I think they probably try to over-negotiate. It's not all the time, but I do think it is most of the time. And the YouTube subscription... They continue to raise their prices, but then they'll say something like, hey, if ESPN and Disney, we don't get a deal done, yeah. we're going to give you a $20 credit. Like, okay, $20? What are we doing here, man?
Yeah,
Figure it out. It's way too much of this, and it is so tiresome.
I would like to see, because Google is the parent company of YouTube TV, so they're negotiating with Disney. And the last I checked, both of these companies are doing okay. They're doing pretty
they're doing great.
So what I want to know, the terms that they're quibbling over that are inconveniencing millions of people. Because YouTube TV, gosh, this might be pre-COVID. People might not remember. One, it was super cheap. I feel like it was like $20. Also, it used to have Fox Sports Midwest.
Yeah, so Bally's, whatever.
Which is now FanDuel.
Yeah.
You used to be able to watch the Blues games on YouTube TV.
Blues and Cardinals now. Yep.
You can't watch Blues and Cardinals on YouTube TV now. So whether you have DirecTV or I guess you can get FanDuel Sports alone. I can't remember now because you have different services. But that was a huge loss because for me, if I watch TV, a big part of my watching habits are centered around sports. So I kept YouTube because I wanted to keep ESPN, want to keep TNT for the NHL on TNT and ABC and so forth. But if they can't agree with Disney to keep ESPN and ABC, what are we doing? I mean, you're going to have 7 streaming services in order to watch the NFL season?
It's not possible for most people, and it's already
so expensive.
It already is.
I mean, they're driving some people back to like DirecTV.
Yeah, and I don't blame anybody for going back to it because that was the whole point originally of cutting the cord. Cutting the cord was to save some money. Now, a lot of people who cut the cord just went to Netflix and nothing else. They figured, I'm not going to watch cable. I don't care. I don't care about any shows that are on TV. I'm just going to watch whatever is streaming. But if you do want to watch anything that is live, like a sporting event, or, you know, just any of the typical cable channels, you got to subscribe to something, and it is not cheaper than it used to be. It just isn't. Nothing is cheap. I hate the way it is. Something definitely has to change. I don't know what the breaking point is going to be, but there is definitely going to be a breaking point because people can't afford to have all of these. When we come back, we're going to talk a little Chiefs football. We got a big game against the Bills, the Buffalo Bills, which is coming up. And Danan Hughes, Chiefs radio analyst and former wide receiver for the Chiefs. He visits with us every Friday. He's back in a moment on 104.1 FM KMOX.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription.
Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
3, 2, 1, go! Welcome to the
Red Kingdom. How about this? Chiefs and Bills, Sunday, 3:25, and you can hear the game on 104.1 FM KMOX. We're going to have the broadcast starting at 2 o'clock. I think you'll probably be listening into that because it is a pretty big game that is happening this weekend. Two powerhouses in the NFL, and they've developed quite the rivalry over the last few years. Joining us now, Chiefs radio analyst, former wide receiver for Kansas City Chiefs, Danan Hughes, with us again, with us every Friday. How's it going, Danan?
Well, first, you said probably be listening in. I absolutely demand that everybody listen in at 2 o'clock p.m. Don't make me come across the state.
Or what?
I'll be in Buffalo, so I can't really come across.
You can't.
But you know what I mean.
Yeah, what are you going to do if they don't?
It's somebody in the mouth.
That's right. That's right.
Hopefully you're hitting the Bills in the mouth.
You've been threatened by Danan Hughes.
There you go.
How cool is it that our relationship has gone so far that we're answering each other's end of the sentences and questions like that?
This is what a beautiful relationship is all about, Danan.
Hey, I just want to let you guys know you complete me.
Oh, I'm like tearing up right now. I'm tearing up.
Wipe away those tears. They better be tears of anger. We're going to Western New York.
So it's going to be a heck of a game. I know it. We're excited about it. Two great teams going against each other. And the Chiefs, after that rough start that we talked about, just keep building their momentum. They get players back from suspension or injury. And, man, they're an elite team. They figure out how to win.
Yeah, I think we're hitting our stride. You guys have heard me say that I don't want to be the best team in September. I want to be moving in a direction that we're the best team in December and January. Ultimately, that's kind of the standard, the bar that we've set over these past 7 years. And why not stop? It's definitely been a recipe for success for us for this long, a model of consistency. And I know there are a lot of people that kind of got out of sorts because the way we lost the Super Bowl, then losing the first two games of the season, and then everybody figured us out, and we were on the downslide, and we were going to be one of the worst teams or the worst team in the AFC West. blah, 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 yada, yada, yada. And here we are now, back right where we kind of assumed we would be. I mean, yeah, we lost three games, each game by one score. Like, they could have gone either way. Last year, we were 11-0 in those games, and this year, we're 0-3 in those same games. I expect this to be a barn burner. It is weird, this matchup, though, when you consider this is the first time, and I would say this is probably the most important regular season matchup between the Bills and Chiefs that we have seen between Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen. And the reason why I say that is because all the other matchups, we've been in a situation where it was what we were talking about was the best team in the AFC and possibly a number one seed being on the line. We never were talking about being second or possibly third in a division like we would be, like we are now. We were never talking about wild card implications like we're talking about now. And so I feel like that makes this game more important. Back then it was like, oh, well, let's hope that whatever team wins during the regular season, which most of the time it was the Bills, they'd figure out a way to lose another game so that we can get the number one seed. And that has happened. But this time, when you're talking about two losses for them, three losses for us, like, the implications are more important in regards to playoffs and winning your division.
What is it like playing in Buffalo? I mean, we know that regular season, the Bills have done pretty well against Kansas City. Josh Allen has done well against them. Playoffs have been a different story. But what is it like to go into that building?
So this is an unpopular point, but I am speaking from experience as a player and in the broadcast booth. So the Buffalo Stadium in Orchard Park is a very unique structured stadium because to get from the booth to the locker room, you actually have to go through the crowd because there's no direct way to walk around the concourse. There's no immediate elevator service to get you to the locker room quickly. So you actually have to go against the grain through the traffic of the fans, down the steps to the field as the fans are coming up the steps. As a player, I played there in the AFC Championship and played there again during the regular season during my career. People give the Raider fans, and justifiably so, the moniker of the harshest, toughest, maybe classless, most classless fans, violent. Buffalo is not that far from them. I'm just going to say that. Yes, I know everybody thinks they're fun-loving because they crash through tables and
long-suffering.
Light things on fire. Yeah, and
fun-loving and long-suffering.
Yeah, you got the 4 years of going to the Super Bowl and losing, and there's a soft spot in people's heart for them and the passionate fan base and so on, but they are nasty. They are a nasty fan base when you are the opposing team. Now, they are one of those fan bases where you'd love to play for them and amongst them, but if you're playing against them, they're not very nice. So they don't have a soft spot in their hearts for us. Buffalo is 1-4 in the regular season. I should say we are 1-4 against them in the regular season. We are 4-0 against them in the postseason. It almost feels like they are now part of the AFC West because we play them so often.
Yeah.
We're playing them twice a year, just about every year, and we're already slated to play them again in Buffalo next year, and we'll be playing them in the new stadium next year, so that should be interesting. But it's a matchup. I feel like this is Brady Manning 2.0. A few years ago, everybody thought it was going to be Joe Burrows and Patrick Mahomes, and that was going to be the matchup for the next decade. And it's really become Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes. So it should be fun.
Yeah, speaking of matchup, you've got the quarterback matchup. And obviously a lot of people know about the coaching matchup too because Bills coach Sean McDermott spent 12 years with the Eagles and he was under the now Chiefs coach Andy Reid. Andy Reid also had to, I believe, let McDermott go following the 2010 season. But when you do have two coaches who know each other well, not just from being respective head coaches in the league for so long, but because one of them worked with you, they worked with each other. Does that make a difference with the way they coach the game, or maybe, you know, them being more aware of their coaching tendencies?
I don't think so, and here's why. John Harbaugh was a special teams coach under Andy Reid for many years, and you guys have heard me say this. Andy Reid has the innate ability to bring a difference out of the coaches from his coaching tree when he plays against them. And what I mean by that is, you go back to that AFC championship after we beat Buffalo up in Buffalo in a divisional, and then we went to Baltimore for the AFC championship. They ran the ball 5 times in that game. You can't tell me that with Lamar Jackson, with that rushing attack, being at home amongst that fan base, that they practiced the entire week for the AFC championship for the right to go to the Super Bowl, and they said, you know what, we're going to go throw for throw and blow for blow with Patrick Mahomes. No, that's the Andy Reid effect. That's once they come into the stadium, you forget what got you there. You forget what your game plan was, and you feel like, we got to hurry up and score. And I feel like that's the effect that Andy has had on his coaching tree specifically, especially with Patrick Mahomes, is that we get them outside of themselves. And that's what I think has happened with McDermott up in Buffalo. I think they've gotten outside themselves at times. They've leaned way heavily on Josh Allen. Now, he has been exemplary against Patrick Mahomes in all their matchups. But I feel like there were times where, hindsight being 20/20, you can look back and say, man, they should have probably run the ball more, or they should have made these kind of defensive adjustments. Like, go back to the 13-second game. Like, how do you allow a team after a touchback? First of all, you shouldn't even kicked it as a touchback. Mm-hmm. That was the one time you should have kicked it on the field of play so that more seconds ran off the clock. So you played right into our hands, and then you allowed us 2 consecutive big plays to kick a game-tying field goal. Like, that's the effect that I think it has on guys like McDermott. So they probably try a little extra hard to beat their mentor, and that usually has, especially in the postseason, worked against them.
Danan, in terms of injuries, Pacheco is not going to be available until – actually, he will be available this week, correct? Or is he limited? What's the story with him?
So he has not practiced.
Okay.
I don't think there's been a designation of him absolutely being 100% out of this game. There has been talk about that, but I feel like that's where the beating up on the Raiders and beating up on the Commanders – really benefits us, because Breshad Smith got more touches, more carries in the run game when everybody thought that he was just going to be a third down back, be a part of the passing attack. When you're able to get ahead and beat teams by multiple scores, you're able to throw the tendencies away, where once 24 is on the field, I'm sure in the beginning of the season, it was probably 80%, 90% pass, and now it's run. A mixture of run and pass. So that helps. And then getting acclimated to the speed of the game, even in week 7 and week 8, has allowed him and everybody else to feel comfortable with him being the second guy in the 1-2 punch with Kareem Hunt. We'll also see Elijah Mitchell come on as well, who's been on inactive every game, and they had some high hopes for him. So this, yeah, it's definitely a blow for Isaiah Pacheco, because I feel like he was hitting his stride as well. But I think it opens the door up for some other guys to showcase their skills, and who knows who we'll need later in the season.
I know you're focused on this game, you know, Kansas City and Buffalo, because it is a very big game. But do you still sort of pay attention to matchups that are happening outside of these games, and maybe even outside of the division?
So I'm glad you brought that question up, because this is a revelation for me that I feel like I'm probably 3 decades late on in regards to, I just realized that I should always be cheering for the NFC versus the AFC, except for the Chiefs. Did you guys ever think about it like that? Like, every matchup, interconference, NFC versus AFC, we should as Chiefs fans be cheering for the NFC to win every single matchup against an AFC team except for the team that plays the Chiefs.
So that you can get home field?
Yeah, or just playoff standings, positioning, home field, all of that, because we are fighting against people within our conference, especially now with having three losses. So it was kind of a revelation for me like 2 weeks ago. I was like, wow, why am I like saying, oh, you know, the Chargers should beat whomever, or the you know, let's see the Raiders in our division win a few games. No, we don't want them. No, we don't want anybody to
nothing
win games,
but bad things.
Yeah, bad things, especially against the opposing conference. So when you talk about watching other matchups, yes, I want every AFC West team to lose except us, and I want every AFC team to lose against NFC teams. That I don't think that's too much to ask for, is it?
No, I agree with you, Dana. And I look, how do you feel about playing against teams that are injured? I know that every team has injuries. Every team deals with them. Know. But when you
too go bad for them.
Okay, that's that. Because I wonder if because some people like will feel like, you know what, I don't want them to beat the Bills without Josh Allen. I want them to go in and I want them to beat Josh Allen and the Bills together. You know, like it's more satisfying to play it. Do you see it that way or not?
No, I think that's a fan's perspective because, you know, in the end, no matter what kind of passionate fan you are, you're still. You still have a level of entertainment that you want to see, and it's more entertaining to see Josh Allen versus Patrick Mahomes versus Mitchell Trubisky against Patrick Mahomes. So I understand the entertainment value, but from a player standpoint and a winning standpoint and getting to the ultimate goal of playing in another Super Bowl in San Francisco this year, nobody cares within that building. No one within the confines of Arrowhead Stadium and within that locker room is going to say at the end of the season, man, I'm glad we're here at the Super Bowl, but I wish we would have had that matchup against, Josh Allen in week 9 or something like that. No, a win is a win and everybody gets paid. And I will say this, and it may not pertain so much to the quarterback position in a lot of places, but overall, I think there's way too much made about the depth chart. I've said this on my radio show on Players Only. I'm on every Thursday night. I've said it in different interviews and definitely on the pregame show. When we face teams that are injured, these are all professionals. And what somebody is as a number two or number three guy on the depth chart on one team has the ability and possibly the potential to be a starter elsewhere. We've seen guys go from backups to starters elsewhere. So, you look at last week, I'm not saying Jaden Daniels is on the same page or Marcus Mariota is on the same level as Jaden Daniels, but there's not that much difference, not a whole lot of difference. And that's the same around the league. Now, when you got elite players like Josh Allen, like that's a different story. But for the most part, when you look across their lineup and some of the starters and the injuries that they've experienced and, Joshua Palmer as a number three receiver, he's been injured, doesn't look like he's going to play. There's not much difference between he and Curtis Samuel as their wide receivers. Khalil Shakir is their number one guy. Same thing with Dalton Kincaid and Dawson Knox at the tight end position. So to answer your question, that was a long-winded answer, but no one cares on the football field and definitely not in the booth as far as who's playing and who's not when they're playing against the Chiefs.
All right, Dana, you know what to do Sunday.
Yes, sir.
Go get them.
Got to hit people in the mouth.
Hit people
that's
in the mouth.
That is, I'm going to say it.
Only on the field, but not at work. Thank you, Dana Hughes.
You guys complete me. Thank you.
You too.
We love you. This is amazing. We love you.
That is that's Chiefs radio analyst, former wide receiver, Dana Hughes with us every Friday. On Sunday, 3:25 kickoff, Chiefs, Bills. We got the broadcast on KMOX at 2 o'clock. Did you see this? Next. The Bills
Now, did you see this? With Chris and Amy.
Well, as it turns out, there are two Bill de Blasio's, or the NBC coordinator pointed out. I believe it's Bills de Blasio. At any rate, So the Times of London reached out to the former mayor of New York to ask him about the upcoming mayoral race, super controversial with Democrat nominee Zoran Mamdani, Democrat candidate Zoran Mamdani. And so the Times of London reached out to Bill de Blasio asking, what did he think of the race? The response was pretty incredible and honest. While de Blasio had supported Mamdani's campaign, the former mayor confessed that he thought the Democratic nominee was making dangerously optimistic assumptions about how much money new taxes would bring in. In my view, the math doesn't hold up under scrutiny, and the political hurdles are substantial, de Blasio wrote. The Times, wow, what a story that they were able to scoop. Prints it out. Its sister publication, the New York Post, aggregated the story and amplified it. And then a top aide to Mamdani's opponent, former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, also weighed in on the story. The only problem, the email response about Mamdani was not from the mayor. It was from a totally different Bill de Blasio, who lives in Florida, who thought for sure the Times would realize that he was not the mayor. So the Times now is accusing this Bill de Blasio in Florida of impersonating the mayor. And the Bill de Blasio in Florida said, I've never impersonated. I never said I was the mayor. They literally emailed me and asked me my opinions. I thought it was funny and I responded, but I never said I was the mayor and they never checked. Also, he does the lowercase d versus the capital D. He does the Florida guy does the right. capital D. And he's like, this is not my fault.
You know what?
I responded to an email.
Yeah, good for him.
And so anyway, the error immediately got write-ups in the Washington Post, the New York Times, New York Magazine, and so forth. And the Times of London, a little bit of a mea culpa there. But they're blaming the Bill de Blasio in Florida. I think it's funny. I think it's funny that they emailed him and he just answered.
Look, you need to figure it out. Good for Bill. And also, I don't think that you should be allowed to be named Bill de Blasio if you're not the one in New York.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.